DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Economists have suggested that lower earners should pay some income tax to broaden Ireland's tax base, as currently 20% of taxpayers contribute 80% of all our taxes here. And Dr. Barra Rowntree, Director of the MSc in Economic Policy at Trinity College, joins us now this morning. Barra, is this a good idea, the idea of low-paid workers being taken into the tax net?
So it's one of a number of things that you could do to address what is the big issue here that I think the people were talking about yesterday in that story you referenced. So it's you'll find a consensus across economists and government, universities and the private sector that our tax base is too narrow, that too much of our tax revenue comes from a small number of taxes, and within that, too much comes from a small number of taxpayers. So you mentioned the figures, for example, for income tax there, where, you know, 80% of income tax revenue is paid by just 20% of taxpayers. But we're also, you know, high reliant on other concentrated taxes like corporation tax. So, yeah, you know, that's about a fifth of our tax revenue. But actually, just three companies pay 40% of our corporation tax. So that's about 10 billion euro per year that comes from just three companies, or 2,000 euro per person. And the issue with this kind of narrowness of the tax base is that it creates risks. It leaves us vulnerable to things happening that we can't control. So, for example, on corporation tax, you know, it's looking like we're going to have another Trump presidency. Who knows what could happen under that? But one thing that's looking increasingly likely is that he's going to try make more US firms manufacture stuff at home. And if they want to sell...
Yeah, he's quite economically protectionist. So if he pulls them back in, where does that leave us? That's what you're basically saying.
Exactly. So, you know, in a way, it's great that we have all this corporation tax revenue, you know, coming from multinational, really US firms. But it does create this risk and vulnerability. And being so reliant on that, it creates these risks. And so really to kind of get away from that, to minimize those risks, people think we need to widen the tax base. And then there's a number of ways you can do that. So, you know, one of the ways you mentioned is that we could bring lower paid earners.
Is that politically palatable?
None of this is politically palatable, but it doesn't mean it's not important and something we should be talking about. But and 100% very, very difficult to do politically, because we spent essentially the 2000s taking people out of the income tax net. And then we had the very unpopular introduction of the USC, which kind of lessened how much people are out of the income tax net. But again, it's something that we're going to have to look at if we want to move away from the situation where we're very, very reliant on corporation tax, and then even within income tax on a small number of taxpayers paying a lot. And so, again, but it's not the only way we could do it, right? There are other ways. So,
for example,
increased property taxes, also highly politically unpopular.
Unpalatable, but nonetheless, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, and you know, on the property tax side of things, you know, we know there's very good evidence to show that property taxes are the least economically damaging type of taxes. All taxes are economically damaging. Property taxes are least bad. But we have a very low kind of share of revenue coming from property taxes when you compare us to other countries.
The left of the house, in terms of our politicians, are opposed to both of those things: low-paid workers being brought into the tax net and property tax, which is somehow a little bit contradictory when you think about it, that they're against that as well. But I'm not sure how I could imagine any of these things happening.
No, absolutely. And I that's in a way is a bit of the fear, that we do nothing until eventually there's some crisis that comes along and forces us to do these things. But that's the kind of position that we're going to be.
Which is what happened in the crash, which is why we ended up with the USC and all. Is that what you're basically saying?
Exactly. And that happened very, very rapidly. And it happened because our tax revenues collapsed, because the economy, you know, fell apart at the same time. And then we had to do all sorts of huge things very, very quickly. And I suppose really what people are cautioning about and what people are concerned about is that not something like the same happens again, but we get some, you know, something different.
Trump presidency, and that may well happen. You may be right on that front. But just on that idea of broadening the tax base and bringing in the lower, I suppose, end of the scale, is there something in that all citizens should contribute? That all citizens who live in a society should contribute, you know, according to their means, a certain amount of money, even if that is a small amount of money, a very small amount of money, in order to be, I suppose, contributing members of a society? Is there something in terms of social cohesion that's good in that or not?
Yeah, so I think lots of people have that view, and I think there's a degree of sense in it. You know, it is worth remembering as well that, you know, even though, you know, even those who don't pay income tax or even those who don't pay USC will pay VAT and other taxes, right? So there is a contribution by everyone. But really, I suppose that the issue is, or the assessment is it enough? And what are the different ways of doing that? So rather than income tax, maybe we should be thinking about, you know, low earners, if they're going to pay some additional taxes, should be PRSI, which is kind of more closely linked to entitlements.
And very lastly, I know you and I have discussed this before, inheritance taxes all over the papers this morning. It looks like the threshold is being raised to 400,000 from the current 335. Your reaction to that?
Well, again, it's another example of narrowing the tax base out. And what that is going to leave us in a situation is where we're going to be raising even more of our revenue from corporation tax, from income tax. And again, I think it's a very weird set of priorities that says, at a time when we have these, you know, creaking infrastructure, when we have public services that are you know, really stretched, that we would spend what is, you know, what's proposed would be at least 50 million to increase the threshold to 400,000. And the people who would benefit are less than, you know, about 3% of households are those who pay inheritance tax at the moment. So, and they're very, very wealthy. They're inheriting a large amount. They're inheriting. And so, I think it's a weird sense.
It's arguable that they might be Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil voters. Is that fair to say?
But a subset of those. I mean, like, you know, we really are talking about a very small number of people who benefit from this move. Look, it's a weird set of priorities, but it is what it is.
Dr. Barry Rowntree, Director of the MSc in Economic Policy at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.